trucks pass on Highway 80, running from Selma, Alabama to Montgomery. This is also the path demonstrators marched on their way to the Capitol to demand equal voting rights in 1965. Dexter Avenue, King Memorial Baptist Church, stands in the shadow of the Capitol building in Montgomery. It was declared a National Historic Landmark in 1974. The Reverend Vernon Johns preached here, as did Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Welcome to the Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church, a National Historic...
Tours of the church begin with a video that explains the building's history and that of the various leaders who helped spur the civil rights movement.
Where we are now is in the basement of the church.
Visitors who want to talk to a person seek out Bettina Vernon. She's the interim tour director at the church. She explains the significance of the room visitors are standing in.
And this is where the first meeting that was held to organize the bus boycott was right here in this, right here on this basement. And then we go down. If you notice, the mirror is kind of in shades, that red part.
As we walk through the basement of the church, a large mural comes into view. It depicts the different phases of the civil rights movement.
So that's what you can see in looking at that mural.
The next stop on the tour is the pastor's study, where Dr. King's desk is still in use by the current minister. The floorboards creak as you make your way up to the sanctuary where church services are still held. Visitors can sit in the original pews and see the pulpit used by King as he gave his sermons. Vernon says there is a little-known fact that adds more weight to King's connection to the church.
This is the only church that Dr. King was ever senior pastor of.
Really?
Yeah. Remember when he was in Atlanta? That was his father's. This was his first church. And after he left here, he didn't go to lead another church.
Come on, guys. Let's move it. We got it? Now.
Not far from the Dexter Baptist Church is the parsonage. It was the home provided for the minister of the church, and this has been converted into a museum and interpretive center.
I want to tell you that sign, Key and South Jackson Street right there. That's where Dr. King caught that bus, the day the bus.
Shirley Cherry leads today's tour group. School students from Florida are exploring the home, which has been restored to the time when Dr. King lived there. That includes the bombing that occurred here shortly after the Montgomery bus boycott began.
Okay, it blasted out these windows. See how they're smooth now, but over there, those have that green lattice work. Okay, that's how these used to look. This is the park.
Speaking of the bus boycott, that protest came about after the arrest of Rosa Parks. She became a civil rights icon after refusing to give up her seat on a bus to a white man.
She was a very strong character and taught us in her humility, in her determination, to do the right thing instead of always doing the immediate thing.
Georgette Norman is the director of Troy University's Rosa Parks Museum. It features exhibits with timelines of different events in the civil rights movement, as well as police reports and arrest records from the various organizations in Montgomery at the time.
We don't try to tell people what to think or how to think. We present things as they were. So you actually witnessed the arrest of Rosa Parks on the bus as people did that day they were present. And then you can decide what was really going on.
Photos of Parks being fingerprinted and booked are now iconic. But Norman explains that Parks was involved much earlier than her refusal to stand on the bus.
People tend to begin her life at the boycott and kind of end it after the boycott. She was involved in the Scottsboro Boys case. She was involved in rape cases of the 1940s. So she was working for a long time. So the boycott was just another piece within that.
Selma and Montgomery have their landmarks to the civil rights movement, and so does the city of Birmingham. That will be our final stop on Alabama's civil rights trail. I'm Stan Engold. APR News in Montgomery.